try to see them, man, and they didn't. Okay. If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any one name for them? You know, the name we give chickens and all that, we call them, in that category, we call them the fowls, you know, all that. And you're going to feed, you say you're going to feed the fowls.
Fowls, okay.
The chickens, the ducks, the turkeys.
Right. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
laying hen or setting hen.
Okay. The place where they live
is in the chicken coop. Chicken house or whatnot.
When you eat one, what is the part that the children like to have so that they can pull it apart to see how it will break?
That's the chili bone, what we call.
Oh, what do you do with the chili bone?
That's the breast of it. You're talking about what, when they pull it,
yeah,
and they break it.
Mm-hmm.
So they make a wish.
And how is it the one with the
largest part? Yes,
it is.
Right.
Okay. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken if you eat? Liver, heart, gizzard. You say chicken. You know, I think sometimes you cut it up and you said you made a
hasher.
Okay. The part that sometimes, that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in
is the inside.
Oh, I don't use it. Somebody use another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is
feeding time.
Mm-hmm. To get away from the pasture, how do we call them if we were still called a cow? How do we get them from the pasture? Have you heard of this name that they use? I don't know how to do it, but they call it something. They run the cars that come in, and they run the cars.
That's wrong. They just start walking down there, because that's stupid.
Okay. How do you call your cars to get from the pasture to make them stand still when you milk them?
Now, no. They use the same.
Okay. What about calling a calf? How would you call a calf?
I guess you would have to call them the calf too. However they do it, you know. They have a way of understanding it because they come.
Okay. What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left and right?
That's when you want to stop them. Me and her.
What do you say to a horse and urge him on? Sit up. Is that what you say when he's already moving or when he's standing still?
When you want him to go fast, you just tell him to get up.
Well, is there anything any different if he's standing still already?
If he's standing still, you tell him, if you want him to move from a standing still position, or you want him to stand still, you say, well, and if you want him to go, you tell him to get up. And if you want him to back up, you say back up.
Okay. What do you call hogs to feed him? How do you call hogs to feed them?
Another way I hear them is honk, honk, honk. And when you know, they hear all the hogs coming up to eat. So it must be their language. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How do you call your sheep to get them from the pasture?
When I have never had any sheep, so I have no idea unless you say, coo.
Mm-hmm. How do you call your chickens when you're feeding them? All right. Now, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to
gear them up. You want to put the harnesses on.
All